7 Golf, Delta Hotel. Yeah, I thought pretty good at the beginning, a little noisy at the end. I'm running into a GP9 antenna.
V7WF, V7PCA.
Hi, Bob, V7WF.
Yeah, you're still making it. Loud and clear. V7PCA, North Bend.
Yeah, I just had a question for Adrian, V7NZ. What antennas are you using with this system? Is it just a stock antenna?
24.
Yeah, it's, the radio is a TYT-8. It comes with two antennas, a low gain and a high gain antenna, dual band. The high gain one is about a foot and a half long, something like that. So that's what we're using. We're using the high gain one. It's on low power. The lowest power available on the radio is 5 watts. I would be fine with 1 watt, but yeah, you can't turn it down anymore. But that's okay. It'll still run for another hour from now. We're expecting the balloon to burst in 30 minutes. We're still not getting any PRS data, so we'll keep checking. V7NZ, Maple Ridge, east of Vancouver.
E7 Romeo India Zulu.
Will, there you got kind of chopped off there a little bit. How's it going over in Vernon there today? Still here in the unit on the downlink here, full quieting.
Yeah, we're, you can tell the balloon's spinning a little bit, but we got you there, Simon. Good to have this contact, the E7OHM Vernon. Breaking up quite a bit, but we'll let you go.
Bye.
Well, now that this project is successful, I guess the next one is a satellite.
Sending your sights low, go for the moon.
echo. I often go to your old high school, and the tower and tribander are still standing, V7WF.
Really? That's interesting.
Won't be long. The new school's almost built.
I'd take it down for free.
So would I. I might contact somebody there. That little tower would be nice.
If it happens, let me know. I'll join you. It would be worth the memories. B7BEE, Caribbean.
Contacted a teacher there about 5 years ago and asked them about it. They said, oh, that's what it's for. I told them about ham radio. They had no clue.
We worked a lot of DX out of that place. I put the word out to the some of the weak signal group people in Alberta to listen for the balloon.
Victor Echo 7 Golf, Bravo Oscar, your smash.
Clear that time, Tom.
Delta Hotel, Salt Spring Island.
Victor Echo 7, Gulf Delta Hotel, Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta, Kelowna.
VA 7, Mike Delta, VA 7, Gulf Delta Hotel again, you're still good into the balloon.
I'm the same as you. I just might give you a comeback. Have a good one, 7-3.
7-3, keep your eyes peeled, might come down in your backyard.
Hoping the APRS comes back alive, but we'll see what happens. We'll be watching if it does.
Singer. Sing in, VA7 itself. Here we are. We're just testing here for Wanak. Still making.
Wanak station still making it in. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Delta, this is Victor Echo 7, Gulf Charlie Papa, and I can hear you on the balloon and input, B7 GCP in Lake Country.
Pretty good, Gary, it's Victor Alpha, 7 Mike Delta. Well, I'm glad you can hear me on both. I am running 40 watts, I can probably turn it down, but we may just try to see what happens here in a couple of minutes. Doing a great signal also, through both bands.
Hey, sorry about that. BA7, Mike Delta from V7 GCP. Monitoring.
Have a good one, Gary. Victor Alpha. Victor Echo 7, Golf Charlie Papa, Victor Alpha.
V7 Golf Charlie Papa, V7 Golf Delta Hotel. Here's a slightly more distant contact for you from Salt Springs.
V7 Golf Delta Hotel, I believe it was. Yeah, I've been hearing you on the receive. You've been coming in pretty clear for probably the last almost hour here at my location.
A really solid end to the balloon, but it must be getting a lot closer to you now.
Like everyone out here, I'd be curious to see what it's like. Hopefully we'll get a little APRS location, or we'll start looking out at the sky. But it is a little cloudy here in the interior with a little bit of sun poking through. Maybe we'll see it.
Coast, lots of blue patches too.
EA7SL here, Mission Control. We are just wondering how we're getting in. That seems to be still full quieting here from Wanick. Yeah, we think we're 1 hour 42 minutes into the experiment now. The burst could happen probably at about, estimated at about 11 a.m. Pacific, and then it's about half hour 45 minute descent with parachute at about, falling at about 5 meters per second with a parachute. It hasn't come on yet. I'm starting to lose hope that the APRS is going to come on. We're probably not going to see it until maybe it warms up on the ground. VA7SL.
V7GDH, V7KWA, Vernon.
You're strong
here as Gary and the gentleman in Kelowna come back to you. Thanks for the QSO.
I'm having a whole lot of fun. Maybe almost as much as the guys that put it up.
Yeah, great experiment. Great job. 7-3.
Watch out for objects coming down below parachute.
This will inspire some people to get onto the FM satellite because there's lots of those, and it's just as easy, E7WF.
Yes, I'll have at least one contact with you, Rick. 7 Whiskey Box, 7 Golf, Velvet Hotel.
Yeah, it's so good. I can still hear it on my handheld, which I just think is so cool.
I could hear it, but it was pretty choppy. I'm on a GP9 now.
It's loud, and you're full fighting into it. Did you hear my comment about FM satellite?
Yeah, you're right. Well, people should try. I haven't done anything like that for ages.
Well, you know, it's just as easy as what we're doing right now. You don't need all the tracking antennas. Nice to have, but you can do it without. You can do it from a portable. Anyways, that's my line for the day.
V7 SL, V7 Foxtrot Uniform.
V7